Hello, you're tuned in to The Good Stuff, and we are so happy that you are here. It's Kim and Mike Burge from the Heart City of Valentine, and we've got some really good things to share. Mike, what have you got today? It's a specific day today, actually.
Well, it is the 8th of November, and we're getting close to Veterans Day, and so a little something about this particular date in history coming up on The Good Stuff.
Okay, well, are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture, uncover the secrets of successful ranching? Do it with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Discover the pulse of agriculture, from grain to sheep, dairy cattle, and top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates. It's all in Tri-State Livestock News. That's TSLN.com. Okay, Mike, the 8th of November.
Yeah, just a small gesture to show gratitude and respect for America's Vietnam vets. This is something that keeps alive the story of Niles Harris, an unassuming U.S. Army vet from Deadwood, South Dakota. On November 8, 1965, the 173rd Airborne Brigade on Operation Hump in War Zone D in Vietnam were ambushed by over 1,200 Viet Cong. 48 American soldiers fighting with Harris lost their lives that day. So each year, on the 8th of November, Harris puts on a suit and tie and has a drink out of respect for his fallen brothers. In 2005, the country duo Big and Rich released their song, 8th of November, which they wrote and recorded after striking up a friendship with Harris. A year later, Prilosec OTC teamed up with Big and Rich to honor the nation's heroes, joining them on the summer tour. After Big and Rich developed a 50-minute documentary on the story and the making of the 8th of November, Prilosec promoted it on their product packaging and included a DVD in the box. We do a pretty nice job of saluting our veterans these days. When our heroes return from their courageous service to our country, we give them an honor and respect that they deserve. But we didn't do that for our Vietnam vets. Their treatment upon returning home was so bad that their superiors instructed them to change out of their uniforms at the airport so that no one would know who they were. Imagine that happening today. So the website, 8thofnovember.com, is a tribute to Niles Harris and specifically to our Vietnam War vets. We want you to remember them and all vets coming up on Veterans Day this Saturday.
All right, Mike, let's hit it a little bit on the lighter side. You are an extreme redneck when this is sent in from Jim Whiting.
Oh, from Jim Whiting. Okay.
Yep. We can always expect something entertaining from him. Okay, and you are an extreme redneck when the Bluebrook value of your truck goes up and down depending on how much gas is in it.
Full tank or quarter tank.
There you go. You think a woman who is out of your league bowls on a different night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you wonder how service stations keep their restrooms so clean.
Oh, some do.
Oh, well, that's true.
Some don't.
Okay, here you are an extreme redneck when someone in your family died right after saying, "Hey, guys, watch this."
Okay.
Okay, you know you're an extreme redneck when your wife's hairdo was once ruined by a ceiling fan.
That's a tall hairdo.
Yes, indeed. You think the last words of the Star Spangled Banner are, "Gentlemen, start your engines." Here's another one. You have to go outside to get something from the fridge.
On the porch.
Yep, there you go. And you might be an extreme redneck when you need one more hole punched in your card to get a freebie at the House of Tattoos. You think loading the dishwasher means getting your wife drunk. And you might be an extreme redneck when popping the hood involves removing at least two bungee cords. Thank you so much, Jim Whiting. Of course, he didn't write them, but he shared them.
Does that go for bungee cords on the trunk, too?
Oh, I think absolutely. Carries right through.
What do you have to finish up things today, Kim?
All right, well, I have been sharing some rules for my son, and I've got the last four to share now. Ask your mom to play. She will not let you win. Amen to that one. See it on a big screen. I thought that was good advice. And give credit and take the blame. Those are solid words. And write down your dreams. Remember to do that. Write down your dreams.
We want to thank everybody for listening to The Good Stuff here on your local radio station, such as KBJM 1400 AM in Lemon, South Dakota. If you have items to share on The Good Stuff, we'd sure like to hear from you. Send those to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. That's Kim H. Burge at gmail.com. Tune in again to this local radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff.